Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge with you, and we've got some good stuff for you as well.
I want to remind you about the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up January 26th through February 3rd. It's at the Monument and the Central State Fairgrounds in Rapid City, South Dakota, the largest trade show in the region featuring over 300 vendors. Don't miss the Boots and Beer Festival on February 3rd. Special musical events like Warren Zeters on February 1st and Chancey Williams with Tyler Halverson February 2nd. Too many events to mention here, including the Bronx for Breakfast on the 31st. Check it out online at Black Hills Stock. Show.com.
Hey, is your morning cup of coffee kind of getting lonely? Sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News. Packed with insight on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
You know, I don't know who wrote this little thing called The Train. It just was one of those things that kind of showed up on Facebook one day and somebody had sent it to us. So thanks for sending it in. It's called The Train. At birth, we boarded the train and met our parents, and we believe that they will always travel by our side. As times go by, other people will board the train, and they'll be as significant as our siblings, friends, children, strangers, and even the love of your life. However, at some station, our parents will step down from the train, leaving us on the journey alone. Others will step down over time and leave a permanent vacuum. Some, however, will go so unnoticed that we don't realize they vacated their seats. This train ride will be full of joy, sorrow, fantasy, expectations, hellos, goodbyes, and farewells. Success consists of having a good relationship with all passengers, requiring that we give the best of ourselves. The mystery to everyone is, we do not know at which station we ourselves will step down, so we must live in the best way, love, forgive, and offer the best of who we are. It is important to do this because when the time comes for us to step down and leave our seat empty, we should leave behind beautiful memories for those who will continue to travel on the train of life. I wish you a joyful journey for the coming years on your train of life. Reap success, give lots of love, and be happy. More importantly, thank God for the journey. Lastly, I want to thank you for being one of the passengers on my train. It's called The Train. Not sure where that came from or who had written that, but give you something to think about here in the new year.
And here's something Rhonda Stearns sent in. It's actually written by Ralph Marston. What can you do with your worries, your fears, your anger, and frustration? Translate them into action. What can you do about your hopes, your dreams, and desires? Translate them into action. The best use of frustration is not to perpetuate itself. The best use of frustration is to spur you to action. The same goes for anger, worry, and fear. Likewise, your dreams are not meant to forever continue as dreams. They're yours to be pursued, to be fulfilled, to be brought into reality as a result of your actions. Let the negative things move you forward. Let the positive things move you forward. Translate them all into positive, effective action. There's no value in staying frustrated. The value comes when you decide to do something about it. There's no value in empty wishes. The value comes when you decide to do whatever it takes to fulfill your desires. Whatever happens, whatever you feel, translate it into positive action and move your life ahead, no matter what. Again, Ralph Marston wrote that.
Finishing up today with one called The Computer Swallowed Grandma. And again, I don't know where this came from or who wrote it, but it's a good one. The computer swallowed Grandma. Yes, honestly, it's true. She pressed Control and Enter and disappeared from view. It devoured her completely. The thought just makes me squirm. She must have caught a virus or been eaten by a worm. I've searched through the recycled bin and files of every kind. I've even used the internet, but nothing did I find. In desperation, I asked Google my searches to refine. The reply from him was negative. Not a thing was found online. So, if inside your inbox my grandma you should see, please copy, scan, and paste her and send her back to me. A tribute to grandmas who have been fearless and learned to use their computers out there.
That is so cute. I like that.
Once again, if you have something to share with us on The Good Stuff, all you have to do is send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. And we'll take a look at that. We love hearing from our listeners. And some of those listeners are out there on radio stations like Wheatland, Wyoming's KYCN 1340 AM. That's Kickin' Country. And Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM 1400 AM. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.